When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. DJ Chagrou has emerged from the TARDIS in full regalia, goldfish heels and all. Esmeralda the Heartmelda just drilled about 12 holes in the hut, spinning on her head. Viggity, viggity, Vic, I can't control him anymore. He's running around. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Get your requests in now. Fly Jams Friday. We like to kick off your weekend with a celebration of funky stuff and R&B. 312-981-7200. So Jim Hankey requested this. You know, our friend Jim Hankey, who's the host of Vinyl Emergency, been on the show many times. He says, and Esmeralda, by the way, this is one of your requests as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The incomparable Charles Bradley passed away a few weeks ago after a battle with stomach cancer. I know you, Nick, really loved his cover of Black Sabbath's Changes a long time ago when I requested on Fly Jams Friday. And I wonder this Friday if you could play it again in his honor. And that was your request as well, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the greatest things ever. It is the incredible Charles Bradley covering Black Sabbath Changes.
But it's too late now. I let her go. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes in my life.
It's truly, truly one of the best covers ever. One of the best covers ever. And Esmeralda, you were lucky enough to have seen him live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that was
great.
That
was great.
Yeah. Well, he died too young. Charles Bradley, a great, incredible singer. That's his cover of Black Sabbath's Changes, which is just amazing. Okay, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll come back more Fly Jams Friday. And get your requests in now,
312-981-7200.
Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that was Angela Lansbury.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's her theme song.
That was Angela Lansbury's theme song. Esmeralda requested that. What was that? Explain.
I don't know who they are, but it's called Murder, She Wrote.
It's Shaka Demus and Pliers.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's Murder, She Wrote. It was written by, people don't know this, Angela Lansbury wrote that song.
Oh,
yeah,
from her experiences.
That's right, because she Murder, She Wrote. She wrote Murder. All right, Fly Jams Friday on October 13th, Friday the 13th. Oh, no!
Oh, that was appropriate then.
Yeah, Murder, She Wrote. Yeah. And do you think people are going to be watching all the Jason movies tonight? You think there's going to be
a
bunch of people watching?
Yeah, that could be a thing.
Because there's like 13 of them or 14 of them.
There's more
if you
than
count
that,
Freddy
right?
versus, if you count Freddy versus Jason and then the remake, the Friday the 13th remake,
mm-hmm.
I think there are 13 of them. So, and none of them are good.
Even the first one?
I don't like the first one. I hate the first one. They all suck. I like the fourth one because it's got some really quality kills in it, and Tom Savini did the makeup, and Corey Feldman's in it.
That the one where they're little kids at camp?
Well,
or they're all like adopted or something?
I don't remember. I just remember he's in it, and they slam a machete into Jason's face, mm-hmm. into the side of his head, and he falls down onto the handle of the machete, and he slides the blade all the way through his head.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
I've seen one, and it really, I got nightmares.
I like Freddy versus Jason. That I think Freddy vs. Jason is great.
Yeah. I think I have seen that.
But that's more because, you know, it's more Nightmare Elm Street, which is a better series than the Friday
and
the 13th series.
Goofy.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's really great. And it also I love the fact that they make Jason sort of this innocent, you know, sort of sad, quiet guy.
And I mean, he pretty much is.
Freddy's the bad guy in it. Like, if you're going to, you know, Freddy is the bad guy, and Jason is sort of the, you know how a lot of, in monster movies, they're just kind of victims, like Frankenstein monster.
Yeah, well, Jason's backstory is sad.
Yeah, well, he drowned in a lake. Well,
because those teenagers weren't paying attention.
Having sex, and there's a kid who drowns in a lake. Then he comes back and starts killing everybody. But in the first movie, Jason's not the killer. First movie, it's his mom.
Oh. Yeah. But she probably...
Well, she did it for revenge.
Messed him up.
Well, she did it for revenge. Well, I mean, then it gets all like, well, how does this guy come back from life? He comes back from the dead. At one point, lightning strikes his grave, and it brings him back to, you know, they have to keep finding ways to bring Jason back.
Right. Well, yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
Well,
anyway,
how does Mike Myers come back?
Michael Myers, I don't want to talk about that because I don't acknowledge any of the Halloween movies outside of the first one. The first one is one and done as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Although I like H2O. I like H2O a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then they cut his head off. Jamie Lee Curtis cuts his head off in H2O.
Yeah.
Cuts his head off.
And he's back.
And they make a sequel called Resurrection.
They're coming.
No, there's another one. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. But this is a sequel to the second movie, ignoring everything that happened after.
No. I think there's a new one, isn't there?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what you
mean. The new one
is
the sequel to Halloween 2. It's a direct sequel to Halloween 2. All the other ones don't exist in this timeline.
No Halloween.
They're ignoring
3?
No Halloween. Well, no.
No Shamrock.
No. That will always live on in my life.
Okay.
So, all right, let's go to the phones. Here's Fly Jam's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Cubs 9, Walgreens 8.
Yeah, that's right.
Magic number 8.
Incredible.
Dusty Baker curse continues.
I couldn't beside myself during that game, Bob. Beside myself.
Yeah, it was tough to watch.
Oh, my God.
But we have better green walls than they do.
Yes, we do. All right, what do you got?
This past Tuesday, the 9th, would have been John Lennon's 77th birthday. He's been gone for 37 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah, man.
Anyway, this morning I thought I'd play a cover of one of his songs. He wrote it mostly, and Paul tweaked it a little bit. Here's Day Tripper by Otis.
It's a great interpretation. I love the organ.
Yes.
The organ sound is fantastic.
Yeah, a lot different than
the
Beatles.
The original.
Sure.
Absolutely. All right, Bob.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, buddy. All right, we'll see you next week. And here is Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, for Halloween and for Friday the 13th, I'm going to pick Friday the 13th Part 3, the opening theme.
Okay. No, it's the actual opening credits of the movie.
Right, but is the whole movie in a disco?
No, they made a big deal out of it because it was in 3D, and it was and they get because it was so different
that they had
the funky music at the beginning.
It was in 3D too.
Yeah. The Friday the 13th Part 3 was in 3D, and the best part of it was Jason grabs some guy by his head and squeezes his head so hard that his eye pops out and flies at the camera.
Oh my gosh. All right. Can you watch it without the glasses?
Well, it sucks without the glasses. I mean, it's a really terrible movie. But, I mean, you know, if you run it on DVD, it's just the 2D version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think they might. I mean, now that they have 3D television, I'm sure you can probably get a copy of it, on, you know, with the glasses. And
right. Oh, know. Yeah.
So, but at the time, you know, 1983, when that movie came out, that was like a big comeback for 3D. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of 3D movies made a comeback in the 80s because they were huge in the 50s and into the 60s.
Yeah.
And then gone for a while. And then right around the early 80s, there was a resurgence. And Friday the 13th Part 3 made a ton of money. And then that same summer was Jaws 3D.
Right. Well, those are, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. They were both terrible movies. But some of the effects were good. I got to say, the eye pop thing was fantastic with the eye popping out of the guy's skull. That was pretty good. It goes right into your lap.
Cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool. But now everything's in 3D.
Yeah, I'm not. I always just get used to it.
It depends on whether it's shot in 3D or not. Like you know, they're actually, some theaters are showing Blade Runner in 3D. No. No, yeah, it'll just screw up the visuals. You don't want to see it in 3D. The movie was not shot in 3D. So, I don't need that. But yeah, Friday the 13th Part 3.
That was funky.
Funky Friday the 13th Part 3. And the fourth one is called The Final Chapter. Liars. Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter. No, it's not.
And then there's footnotes. And...
You know, have you ever? No, you've not seen any of them. Friday the 13th. Have you seen?
I've seen one. I don't know which one it is.
Okay. Right. We were talking about.
They're at camp and there's kids in it. Someone's putting up clothes, I think, on a clothesline.
That could be any number.
That's why I don't know which.
How about Jason Takes Manhattan? Did you ever see Jason Takes Manhattan? Here's the thing about Jason Takes Manhattan. About 10 minutes of it takes place in Manhattan.
He doesn't take Manhattan?
He does not. Not until the last 10 minutes.
It's because of the Muppets.
The rest of it, they're on a boat. It should have been called Jason on a Boat. They're on a boat going to New York. And then he finally gets to New York. There's one shot of him walking around Times Square, and that's it.
And then they're like, hey, buddy.
Hey, Jason, hey. They don't even call him Jason. They're like, get out of the street. He's walking around a hockey mask on. Through the streets of...
And then he cries.
And that's what the whole movie was supposed to be. Everybody's like, oh, Jason Takes Manhattan. It's going to be fantastic. Be walking around New York, killing everybody. It's going to be great. They're on a boat for an hour and a half. Mm. Boat. Good kill, though. He puts a guy's head right through a pipe.
Oh. New York is too tough for Jason, I would think.
Yeah. He takes the subway at one point. He's walking up...
Where did he get money
I don't know. I don't remember. And it was just because by the time he gets to Manhattan, I saw it with Scott Oaken. Yeah. We're like... When is he going to get to Manhattan? We're like 45 minutes into the movie, and I'm like, where's man? There's not one shot. There's like one exterior shot, and he's in like Times Square. I think the rest was probably shot in the studio. So I think they went to New York for like a half an hour, took out a camera, had a guy in the Jason mask, walked down Times Square, and went, okay, let's title the movie Jason Takes Manhattan. So stupid.
Huh.
All right. Everybody hang out. We're going to get back to some funky fly jams, and we have a Blackhawks Express coming up right after we break here for weather and traffic. All right, we got Fly Jams Friday. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. This past Tuesday marked the birthday of the late Chicago poet, songwriter, playwright, activist, lyricist Oscar Brown Jr., and this is one of his lighter things called Hymn to Friday.
All right.
Friday. I got my paycheck, I got kids and a missus to hug me round my neck and give me their kisses. And you see what I say. Praise be to Friday. No need to roam, got a wife to adore me, so I'm heading home with a week for me, and that is why I say, thank heaven for Friday.
Yeah. That's very appropriate, Mike.
How about that? Hey, Nick, I think the only Friday the 13th movie I saw was the 3D, and the only thing I remember is the eye popping out.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's the most memorable part of the movie.
Of a very bad movie. Yeah. Very bad series.
Yeah, agreed. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
You take care,
buddy. There you go. All right, buddy. Oscar Brown Jr., very excited about Friday.
Yeah, for a second I thought it kind of sounded like he was not because he had to be with his kids and his wife.
Yeah, but he was very excited. Ultimately, very excited about Friday. Yeah. All right, it is Fly Jams Friday. 630 area code requested this one.
The winds that ride on the high tide, whistles a mellow bead. So the people started to sing, and that's how the surf gave birth, I'm told, to California soul. California soul.
Yeah, that's a great song. Marlena Shaw, California Soul. We haven't played that one in a really long time. It's been a long time since that one was played on Fly Jams Friday. Well, there you go. We'll do another Fly Jams Friday next week. Esmeralda, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. You too.
We'll see you on Monday. We got all the movie reviewed. Lots of movies to review this weekend. A lot of movies coming out. None of them will be as good as Blade Runner was.
wow.
And my dad will tell a joke. And that's all coming up on Monday. Right now, we got a break. Esmeralda, we'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
Okay. And news is up next.